This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. NHS satisfaction rises to 26% after historic low despite persistent public concerns. Public satisfaction with the National Health Service has risen by 6% in 2024, reaching 26% after hitting historic lows, according to the latest British Social Attitudes Survey. However, this modest recovery masks deeper concerns about healthcare access and quality that have persisted since the COVID-19 pandemic. 26% current NHS satisfaction rate, up 6% from 2023, but still near historic lows. NHS public satisfaction trends, percentage of British public satisfied with NHS performance, 1983, 24.47 peak satisfaction, 2010 26% current satisfaction, 2024 20% historic low, 2023. Source: British Social Attitudes Survey, National Center for Social Research, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News Survey reveals complex public relationship with healthcare. The British Social Attitudes Survey, conducted by the National Center for Social Research since 1983, has tracked public opinion throughout most of the NHS's existence. The latest survey, whose health questions were selected and analyzed by the Nuffield Trust and the King's Fund, shows satisfaction levels remain well below historical norms despite the recent uptick. Former Health and Social Care Secretary Wes Streeting had hailed the 6% rise as evidence of a healthcare system turnaround before his resignation. However, the current 26% satisfaction rate represents a dramatic decline from peak levels of around 70% reached in 2010, according to King's Fund analysis. The survey reveals a paradox in public attitudes. Respondents maintain high levels of trust in NHS clinical staff and broadly approve of the health services funding model, yet overall satisfaction remains historically low. This suggests systemic rather than personnel-related concerns drive public dissatisfaction. Post-pandemic challenges drive persistent dissatisfaction. Healthcare experts point to several factors contributing to sustained low satisfaction despite the recent improvement. Long waiting times for routine procedures, difficulty accessing GP appointments, and stretched emergency services continue to frustrate patients across the UK. The World Health Organization's 2023 European Health Systems Report identified similar challenges across multiple healthcare systems recovering from pandemic-related disruptions. However, the UK's satisfaction decline appears more pronounced than in comparable European countries with universal healthcare. Research published in Health Affairs suggests that patient expectations may have shifted during the pandemic, with greater emphasis on healthcare accessibility and responsiveness rather than purely clinical outcomes. Trust in clinical staff remains high, despite system concerns. Despite overall system dissatisfaction, the survey found that public trust in NHS clinical professionals remains robust. This disconnect between confidence in healthcare workers and frustration with the broader system points to structural rather than quality of care issues as primary drivers of dissatisfaction. Dr. Sarah Scobie, Deputy Director of Research at the Nuffield Trust, noted in the survey analysis that patients continue to value the NHS's universal access model and free at the point of use principle. The challenge lies in delivering on these principles within current resource constraints and operational pressures. International comparisons suggest that maintaining public satisfaction with large-scale healthcare systems requires continuous adaptation to changing demographics and disease patterns. Global health policy research indicates similar pressures across developed nations' healthcare systems in the post-pandemic era. Policy implications for healthcare reform. The survey findings arrive as the UK government considers significant healthcare policy reforms. The modest satisfaction improvement suggests that targeted interventions may be beginning to show results, but the scale of public concern indicates more substantial changes may be necessary. Healthcare economists emphasize that public satisfaction metrics, while important for democratic accountability, represent just one measure of health system performance. Clinical outcomes, health equity measures, and long-term sustainability indicators provide additional perspectives on system effectiveness. The OECD's health statistics database shows that healthcare satisfaction correlates strongly with system responsiveness and accessibility, rather than purely with clinical quality measures. This suggests that reforms focused on reducing wait times and improving access may yield greater satisfaction improvements than those targeting clinical protocols alone. Public satisfaction with the NHS increased by 6% in 2024 to reach 26%, representing a modest recovery from historic lows, but remaining well below long-term averages. British Social Attitudes Survey, National Centre for Social Research, 2024. Key takeaways: NHS satisfaction rose 6 to 26 in 2024 after hitting historic lows in 2023. Current satisfaction levels remain dramatically below the 70% peak recorded in 2010. Public trust in NHS clinical staff remains shy despite system-wide concerns. Post-pandemic operational challenges continue to drive patient frustration with access and waiting times. Frequently asked questions: why is NHS satisfaction so low despite high trust in clinical staff? The disconnect reflects structural and operational issues rather than concerns about healthcare quality. Patients trust their doctors and nurses, but are frustrated with long wait times, difficulty accessing appointments, and system-wide inefficiencies that affect their healthcare experience. How does UK healthcare satisfaction compare internationally? UK healthcare satisfaction has declined more sharply than in comparable European countries with universal healthcare systems. However, international comparisons are complex due to different healthcare models, patient expectations, and survey methodologies across countries. What factors could improve NHS satisfaction in the future? Research suggests that reducing waiting times, improving GP access, and enhancing system responsiveness would likely have the greatest positive impact on public satisfaction. These operational improvements may be more influential than clinical quality changes in driving patient perceptions. The NHS satisfaction data reflects broader challenges facing universal healthcare systems in post-pandemic recovery. While the 6% improvement offers hope for future progress, addressing the underlying operational and access issues will require sustained policy attention and resource allocation. Understanding the gap between clinical trust and system satisfaction provides valuable insights for healthcare reform strategies across developed nations facing similar pressures. Source: satisfaction with the NHS is rising, so why are people still so unhappy with it?